This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out at franklinarmory.com. Tonight we're joined from he normally is at the helm at the Student of the Gun, which I interrupted earlier today. Joined again by Paul Markle. I've never done that before. I've never interrupted somebody else's show.
Well, we hadn't hit the record button yet, so you were good. You were good.
Yeah, but you guys are all getting revved up and everything. I know what it's like to get ready to go do something like that. I know. So.
Oh, I know.
It was sort of disruptive.
It's like herding cats. We actually are running three studios now.
Yeah.
So we have to link. We link all the studios. And yeah.
I have a hard enough time just linking mine to my network.
So it worked out. It worked out. It was fine.
So, item number one, how are you physically? How are you? Are you completely healed? Have you gained that weight back that you lost while you were ill and all that stuff?
Well, you know, I guess I could have standed to lose a couple pounds. But, today is the one-year anniversary of my all-clear scan.
Okay.
Yes. So, I'm doing well. I'm strength training. I'm lifting consistently. My coach has got me on a four-day split now. That means I lift 4 days a week.
Right.
And I'm getting back to where I was. As a matter of fact, Bill Frady, I just did a personal record military press. I just pushed more weight over my head than I ever have in my life.
That's real weightlifting.
Yeah.
I do all that. I do all that stuff, sitting on the bench and all that other stuff. That's Olympic weightlifting there.
So yeah, I'm doing well.
And I'm curious about this simply because this is in the context of what we're going to talk about tonight. You're old enough to have a son who's a CEO of a media company now, and just out of curiosity, I'll say first, I'm 59 years old. How old are you?
53.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. You and I were veterans. You were a Marine, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm just going to refer to you as a Marine. I don't want to mess up that former other one.
Marine. You know, the former Marine. Yeah. The Commandant a long time ago says there's no such thing as a former.
Gotcha. So you're a Marine. I'm a soldier, although we are, you know, we have a little mileage on us now and everything else. Did you ever think when we were serving, and I don't know when you served, I served in the 80s, did you ever think when you were serving that we would wake up one day and all these young people that we had such high hopes for would be wanting to, they were doing their very level best to be socialists, they want to tear everything down that we tried to protect, all that other nonsense. Did you ever think that when you were standing, wherever you were standing, looking the other way?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you know, I went in active duty in 87, so okay. That'll give you some frame of reference. You know, we were both Cold Warriors. Both of us basically came in at the end of the Cold War. I was in essentially to see the Cold War end. You know, we ushered it out.
Yeah.
But we had a common enemy. And I was saying to Jared the other day, you know, just kind of tongue in cheek, I said, I never thought that I would have to explain to anyone who's an American that the axiom that the best communist is a dead communist. I never thought in my life that I would have to explain that. It was because it just you just understood that. You understood when you and I were growing up that was the case, that the communists are the enemy. Socialist, communist, whatever you want to call them, you know, socialism is just communism in a new dress and lipstick. That's all that is.
Socialism can't stay socialist. It has to go communist because after a while, all that nice socialism has to give way because it fails. So it all leads.
Well, yeah, they run out of stuff, and then they have to think, well, you know, we tried and it didn't work, so here's the ultimate plan. The insane thing is that there is no historical precedent that says, well, if you look at this country, they applied authoritarian government, whether it was socialism or communism or progressivism or whatever, and then look at them. They're great. No, it never has been. But despite that fact, we still have people in the streets screaming for it today.
Yep.
And that's what's scary.
I was trying to, I'm still allowed, I guess that's a nice way to put it. They still seek to let me run Facebook ads for my show page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd about given that up, but today I got something. I said, okay, maybe I'll try to drive some stuff to the YouTube channel. I'm not big by any stretch of the imagination. I could use a few more subscribers. So I'm going through all this. I'd done this once before. I've never had anything out there, and it's always the same picture, me regarding this pistol. I'm not aiming it. I'm just sort of looking at it like, nice. And whoever I had on the other end, she said, you know, guns on Facebook are a no-no. And she wanted to put me in this category of dealing with social issues, which she decided to say that guns were a social issue. And I said, listen, young lady, well, when I was running guns as a profession back in the 80s, that's when your parents were children, and me running, you know, being behind a gun made it possible for them to meet up and have you. So it's not a moral issue. It's part of the Constitution. It's part of the Bill of Rights. Well, at Facebook, it is. So I hung up on her. And this is the mindset. You know, you try to talk to them and you try to level with them. They have no point of reference. I'm sure Jared does because you raised him. But, I mean, most of these, the 24 to 31, goodness.
Well, it's a complete and total entitlement mentality. And, you know, our generation is partly to blame for it, but not really. And I go back to the early 90s where we took a great big crap on the country and elected Bill Clinton and his communist wife to be the rulers of our nation because we got fat and happy and soft and stupid. And they started this nonsense. That's really when the big, if you look back in the history of our nation, the big socialist push in the schools. All these bills, you know, that they put out, the gun-free schools bill and the this bill, the No Child Left Behind and all that nonsense. And that's when we started the thou shalt not spank your children and, you know, we use time out and we use our words and everybody gets a trophy. And we laugh at that like it's a joke, but it's really not a joke because nobody gets spanked. Everybody gets a trophy, and no one's actually ever wrong. It's just a different opinion. Well, those five-year-olds grew up, and now they're in their 20s.
Yep.
And what we taught them was, regardless of the facts, regardless of genuine reality, however you feel is the way the world is, and it's the way it should be. And we're just going to let you get away with it. And that's what we've done.
Hang on for me. You can find what Paul does at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with the original student of the gun, that being Paul Markle. Now, I know that today, your show is sort of what my show is about today. You guys discussed the possibility of a second civil war.
Yep.
What do you think of that? What do you think the... Because I kind of think we exist in sort of a soft, cool civil war now. Maybe getting hotter by the day.
Yeah, we've been... Yeah, you're right, Bill. We've been engaged in a what we would call a civil cold war for a number of years now, for a long time. And, you know, that's the thing with the Cold War. The reason that we called it the Cold War is because both sides could, you know, basically beg plausible deniability. We fought each other through proxies, whether it was in Vietnam or in Central or South America or Africa or whatever. We were, you know, the United States and the USSR were at war, but we weren't at active war. We were at proxy war with basically our minions. And that's what's been going on in the United States. We've had this, you know, this hard push towards socialism and essentially a proxy war. But the proxy civil war in the United States has allowed the average person to essentially detach themselves from it and say, well, you know, I know that the CNN lies, and I know that, you know, this congressman is trying to ban this and ban that and ban the other thing, but it doesn't affect me personally, and it's not affecting me personally at the moment, so I don't care.
Right.
But that time is drawing to a close. The time when people can just say, well, it's not my business, or, you know, I don't care, or, you know, it doesn't affect me in my personal life, that's coming to an end, and it's going to end. I believe it's going to be a shock. Many of these, what I would call reasonable folks, and sorry, but it's like it's going to be cold water. You're not going to like it.
No, and you know, when you look at, and I don't remember where I got this stat from, but if you look at time in the history of the United States, 1% of us have served in the military. So, of those of us walking around now, thankfully, there's a lot of pretty viable veterans still walking around. And this brings up the next thing. We don't have to be combat ready the way we were when we were in the military. Based upon what I saw the NFAC doing a movement the other day after Jam Master Jay got them set up. And they basically took off, lined up like they were in a marching band. They basically went dress right dress and pushed the arm length apart and walked. And that was their patrol formation.
Yeah.
And every time I see these guys get together, I'm just thinking, okay, we would allow you to come in nice and deep into and penetrate into our area before we light you up. But I mean, most people are not. Most people don't know the simple fire and maneuver stuff. They don't know how that works.
Oh, it's reminiscent of the beginning of World War I, when one side was still using Napoleonic tactics.
Yeah,
and the other side was not, and there was a hard learning curve there, and there's gonna, you know, something that a lot with that, when you say veterans, and I have a lot of close personal friends that are recent veterans. You know, I was a active duty, and then I was a military contractor, so I kind of trained a lot of these kids that have been in the global war on terror, and most of these people, when they come back, you know, when I got out of active duty, you know, I was in Desert Storm with the 6th Marines. And when I came back, I just wanted to chill out, right? You know, I didn't want to be involved in fighting for a while. I just wanted to live my life and be left alone. And there are tens of, if probably hundreds of thousands of veterans who are in that position. you know, they served in the late 2000s or in the teens or what have you, and they got out, they did their time in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, and they come back and they're like, okay, I want to get married, I want to live my life, I want to be left alone. And so far, they haven't been forced, the majority of them, I know there are many that have been active, but so far the majority of them haven't been forced into action. But what the other side, what the, you know, these Starbucks dwellers, what they're not quite comprehending,
yeah,
is that, you, well, I don't want to be glib, but you remember Rambo?
Yeah.
What did John Rambo say?
I could have killed you. I could have killed you all.
Yeah, well, I didn't take this fight.
Yep.
All I wanted was some beat, but they just kept pushing.
Yep.
And he's like, and once he got turned on, they're like, oh, that's not the way the real world is. Actually, that is the way the real world is. If you go back to the Federalist Papers, some of the warnings in the Federalist Papers, people say, well, Federalist Papers is all about big government. Actually, no, it's not. If you read it, the founders are saying, hey, we need to stick to this plan because if we don't, this is what potentially could happen. And I believe it was, might have been Jefferson that said, the sword of wrath once drawn is not easily sheathed or not quickly sheathed.
Nope.
Essentially, don't push it.
Yeah.
Because if you push it, you're not going to like the end result. You don't just turn it off.
No, and they're not gonna like. There's gonna be a lot of things they're not gonna like. I saw the John Brown gun club out in the desert somewhere shooting at one cardboard box, and there was 20 of them across the way, and they were killing the dirt all around the cardboard box, and it was a melee. I mean, it was if such a thing can happen with guns, it was a melee because they were basically flailing all around. You've had the NFAC in Louisville; they had one guy accidentally shoot three of their members. You know, they're just not ready for this. And
well, that's when Jam Master Jay came out and gave us that wonderful piece of
about
audio
going
video.
Forward.
Yeah, about how they have negligent discharges every day in the Army. Somebody
sure did,
dies.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody died.
Every single day.
We died in the chow line, people. Yep. We died in the chow line. We died during drill comp because we had to let the boat go forward there, too. We got 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on for me real quick. Tell everybody how to find you.
Studentofthegun.com.
That is a multimedia place. Multimedia place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 40 of Flight 93 did the most American of things. They took a vote and then they acted.
President Trump's comments in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the president calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions on September 11th. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also heading to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other with an elbow bump at a September 11th memorial in New York City. A pretrial hearing has ended for the former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd in May. The judge said he would not immediately rule on defense motions to dismiss charges. He also said he would not make an immediate decision on motions to combine four cases into one or a motion to change the location of any trial. This is USA Radio News. During a recent question-and-answer session with labor leaders, Joe Biden appears to be queuing up answers and reading off a teleprompter after a supporter asked him a question about labor rights. As far as if Biden does use a teleprompter, National Press Secretary for Joe Biden, T.J. Ducklow, tells Fox News,
"Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
Well, yeah, they're
point.
Using
and,
it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
I'm just from they're from, using from it. They the talk about it every day. Can you what? Say yes or no,
Brett? I am not going to allow the Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that."
Oregon wildfires are forcing over 500,000 people from their homes.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard. It still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. I mean, it was bad.
At least 23 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. How do you think it's going to be for these guys when they figure out that I didn't see Kenosha, Wisconsin coming, to be honest with you. I did not know that had become a blue stronghold. Maybe I'm just too much under the spell of the Green Bay Packers or something, but these areas where they're operating, they're sort of operating in a permissive environment, which is always fun to have a military operation in a permissive environment. But if they come into my area, probably yours too, they're going to be coming into a non-permissive environment. How long do you think it would be where they could embrace that pain and that? There's a saying in the military, and it's this is not meant to be provocative or anything, but you have to embrace the suck.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think they could embrace that?
We actually discussed that today, how what they're doing is they're doing workup operations in all basically the safe spaces, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis. And Wisconsin itself is a pretty conservative state, But you've got Madison and Milwaukee, which are, they've left the reservation. So, and Kenosha base is essentially trapped between Milwaukee and Chicago. It's in that corridor. So it's not really surprising that they would end up there. But, yeah, well, you, Jared and I were talking about it. They're not going to show up in Wichita Falls, Texas, you know, or Amarillo, Texas, or you know, your neck of the neighborhood. You know, they're not going to show up in Cheyenne or Laramie, Wyoming, because it would be a short-lived event, and homie don't play that. So what I believe they're doing right now, essentially what they're doing right now is they're doing workup operations. They're figuring out what works, what they can essentially, Bill, they're figuring out what they can get away with. Yeah, it's like the bratty child, the bratty 6-year-old who's, you know, throwing a temper tantrum, and they want to see how much they can get away with. And depending on how much they get away with, the next time they'll try and get away with a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And that's what we're seeing is fully grown adult humans that are throwing public temper tantrums to see how much they can get away with. And unfortunately, the answer so far has been a lot. It's been a lot. But the reason it's been a lot is because, you know, their allies, even though they can't publicly say so, their allies are in the city hall.
Sure.
You know, in Seattle and Portland and so forth, you know. I mean, the freaking mayor in Minneapolis is a socialist.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
not make any bones about it. It's a flat-out socialist party.
So, the only problem, here's the problem I see, though. Here's the problem I see. In Seattle, when they decided that Chad or Chop or Chaz or Chud or whatever it was, when they decided they'd had enough of that, they just rolled over them. They just steamrolled over them. The demoralized Seattle Police Department went in there and just cleared house.
Yeah.
And took everything down, took everything out. All of the leaders of Chaz, Chud, Chop, whatever they were, they were laying on the floor in the fetal position and crying, and, you know, they... None of them have been charged with anything out of Washington State, any of their gun control, like giving guns out of the trunk of a Tesla. But I mean, they're not looking at that, seeing that even in a place like Seattle, where everybody's on their side, if somebody decides to clash the gears and change and turn around and head towards them, they got no chance. I don't know why they're not seeing it. They are. You know, they're sort of mouthy, and they swarm, and they do all this other stuff, but nobody's had a womb canoe blown in their head yet, so, you know.
Well, the reason they're emboldened is because all they have to do is go to social media, and they're convinced that, well, that CNN, MSNBC, you know, Facebook is running cover for them. YouTube is running cover for them. Google is running cover for them. I mean, it's kind of like the people in Washington, D.C. during the Depression. They didn't realize or understand what the peasants' problem was, because everything's great there. Everybody they talk to is fine. And they don't get what the problem is. And so these people, you know, they're living in an informational vacuum where they just look at each other and keep telling each other what they want to hear, and they don't see the problem. I mean, what they see is that the media is 100% behind them, and the media will. I mean, holy cow! It was CNN. There's the fact that CNN that anyone from that organization can pretend like they're not communists is laughable.
It's well,
fiery but mostly peaceful. As the reporter stands in front of a private business that has been set on fire.
Raging inferno.
Fiery, but mostly peaceful.
People running around with cases of scotch coming out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really, Antifa's not really media happy either. They don't like the media. I mean, they're as likely to swarm. And that's the thing I don't think they quite get. You know, they've chased Ted Wheeler out of his apartment in Portland. They've got Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. She's out there. All of a sudden, now she's a law and order mayor. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're coming down on everybody in politics. It's not just the left. The left thinks they can control them. Which, you know, what was Dr. Frankenstein? Was his first name Victor? Victor von Frankenstein? He thought he could control his monster, too. I just, but, you know, when you guys were talking about this, see, this is the thing that I don't think Antifa and BLM, which Antifa is part of BLM. Do you agree with me on that one?
Oh, yeah. It's all the, you know, it's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. I don't think they quite get this idea that, okay, so you guys can march into a restaurant and roust a bunch of people that don't know anything about hurting anybody, never hurt anybody, got all of those psychological blocks. What are you going to do when you do run into somebody who doesn't have those psychological blocks in their head that mm-hmm. has overcome that, that is, you know, it's like some of these kids that you've trained, that gets out mm-hmm. there and they just sort of, they go into that mode. Hyperviolet mode. What are they going to do then?
Well, a friend of mine sent me a message after the Kenosha thing went down, and he goes, you had a 17-year-old kid in blue jeans, cowboy boots with a rifle. No armor, no extra ammo, no backup gun, no comms, nothing. And successfully was able to, and they're super bunged up. You know, at the end of the day, after all their crybabying about he shouldn't have been there, and the main thing they were bunched up about is the 17-year-old kid ate their lunch.
Yeah,
you know, they fully expected they were going to be able to bully this kid and beat him into a bloody pulp like they normally are able to do, and it didn't turn out that way, and they got all butthurt about it. But my friend, he sent me the message. He goes, this kid's an amateur. They haven't even met professionals yet.
Yeah, that's a big thing. We're going to cover that when we get back. Tell them again how to find Student of the Gun.
You go to studentofthegun.com.
And now Paul's son Jared is the CEO over at full30.com, which is a video website for gun content only. And they're probably going to straighten that out finally. It's been needing that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. When you talk about professionals, where do you draw the line at a professional? I mean, I still know how to do the stuff. Some of the stuff, like if somebody were to tell me I got to run down range at a full speed and throw myself into the prone and, you know, do that rush and land on my knees and slam my buttstock to the ground and everything else. Probably going to try to find a different way to get down there. But I still know the tactics and I still know all the other stuff, and I still think people like me, people like you, I think if they were to come up against us, I still think we're cleaning clocks.
Well, you know, it's not getting down that's the issue.
It's getting up.
They're getting back up.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I say professionals, I'm essentially talking about Americans who have had to carry a gun in harm's way.
Okay.
Who've had to be somewhere in the world where they were, you know, armed against people who were trying to kill them, and they killed them back first. And, you know, our Vietnam generation is essentially, they've reached the sunset of their years. But we have a whole new generation now with these kids of GWAT, and their senior leadership are the Cold War Desert Storm guys.
Right.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is, whether you want to read psychology books or, I mean, you can read On Killing or On Combat by Colonel, you know, that one.
Grossman.
Yeah, thank you for me. But you can, you know, those, there's much more than that, but you can just read those books and understand that there's a big difference between bravado and actually you know, standing strong and tall when the bullets are flying. And this bravado and baloney that we see in our cities with this, what'd you call him? Jazzy Jeff or?
Well, Jam Master Jay is the NFAC leader, right?
Yeah. Jam Master Jay and all his, they're not farting around. Well, okay, RTFO, but talk is easy. And it's easy to pick on people that don't fight back. And, you know, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but the main lesson for the American people is this. We're dealing with thugs and bullies. Whatever name they happen to call themselves, Antifa, BLM, ISIS, ISIL, Chad, Chop, it doesn't matter.
Right.
The bullies have been around since the history of man, Nazis and communists and Stasis and so forth. The one lesson from basically all of human history is that a bully doesn't go away because you talked to him and wanted to know about his feelings. The only time a bully stops is when they're confronted with force of violence. And when it seems to be not fun to be a bully anymore, they will fornicate into another direction and do something else.
Yes.
And America, if you want them to fornicate into another direction, you're going to have to nut up and realize that that's what it's going to take. Not the purpose, what did I do to make this happen? That's nonsense. And that's what we're fed by the media. That's what we're fed. Today's 9/11. And it took maybe 6 months before the Democrat Party of the United States of America betrayed the country and the media betrayed the country and started playing this, well, what did we do to cause this to happen game? You remember that, Bill?
I do.
We had maybe 6 months of patriotism, maybe, before the left wing of the Democrats started trying to shift the blame on us for not caring enough. So the lesson is, unless you want to bend the knee, you're going to have to realize that you're going to have to nut up. And the only thing that's going to stop these bullies is the threat of force or actual force. And when they realize that they can't just steamroll over the country, then they'll stop. But until that time, we play this reasonable man game, or I've heard people that are supposedly on our side say, well, we have to take the higher ground. Yeah, we do take the higher ground, and that's where you put artillery.
Yeah. What do you think about all these generals?
These traitors?
Yeah, Madison, all these guys. Yeah.
Yeah, these politicians, fornicate them. Officers have always been sketchy anyway. Coming from a non-commissioned officer.
Yeah, you can always tell when it's a non-commissioned officer. He's always saying that stuff. I did too.
Yeah. So, yeah, fornicate them. They get to Washington, D.C. They go to the Pentagon and they learn how to be politicians.
Yeah. So, on a completely different subject, just because I haven't talked to you in a while, do you think we're going to have a SHOT Show?
No. I don't think we will. They're playing like we're going to, but right now Nevada is under the control of the communists. They allowed all the California immigrants to put a communist in the state capital. They're playing this. I've talked to some people in Vegas. They're like, well, we're open, but we're open with restrictions. Yada yada yada. I don't see. You've been SHOT Show. There's no 6 foot between every person.
No.
Crap.
Not unless somebody's floating.
Yeah. Unless you're flying over the crowd or something.
The people on the second floor, there's a 6 foot difference between the people on the first floor. But, I mean.
Right, that's it.
The NSSF, I keep getting emails from them, right? And at the same time, I follow some of these people that live in Vegas on YouTube. And most of the stuff in Vegas, the bars aren't open, the casinos aren't open. I mean, Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. I agree with you. I hope I'm wrong. We'll see.
We're definitely going to see. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if we could just go back to the real normal, not the new normal. But I don't. Here's the thing. We could go back and have a SHOT Show if the American people would look down between their legs, find their testicles, and say, all right, we've had enough. And we're not putting up with your crap anymore. And we're not going to be, you know, put in cages, and we're not going to be put under house arrest. And you have no constitutional authority to do this. But as long as we have, you know, Sally and Susie and Kyle and Kevin, you know, that are all scared and hashtag alone together, blah, 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 you know, save life, wear your mask. As long as we have these scared little sheep trying to shame people away from independence and liberty, we're not going to do it. And then, you know, I know we're running out of time, but as a person who is a police officer, it makes me want to vomit that we've turned our police agencies into Gestapos, into policy enforcement officers, and they're jacking up people for, you know, masks and social distancing. On one hand, we can send these guys out to jack people up for failing to follow the orders of the king, but when the cities are on fire, they're nowhere to be seen because they were told to hang back four blocks.
Right, right.
Before we run out of time, that nation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you, and what's the latest book?
All right, the latest book is called The Patriot Fire Team Manual Equipment Guide.
Where do they find that?
It's a follow-on to the original Patriot Fire Team Manual. If you're one of those people who says, I know I should be doing something, but I don't know what I should be doing, that is where you go.
There you go. Where would they find that?
And where they can find it on Amazon or Kindle, just Paul Markel, M-A-R-K-E-L. Look me up. I've written a couple books. And everything Student of the Gun is easily accessed at studentofthegun.com.
And there's a lot of things that are accessed at Student of the Gun. Give my regards to everybody. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.